Okay, at this time I will call the Coburn Town Council workshop meeting for Monday, July 24, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. to order. Mr. Williams, will you do a roll call?
Carlos Collins?
Here.
Joe Still?
Here.
Sharon Still?
Here.
Devin Tate Mooney?
Here.
Jeff Kaiser?
Here.
Okay, looks like all of council is present tonight. The next item is an invocation followed by the pledge. I'd like to ask Mr. Steele, if you would please, to lead us in an invocation.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for this beautiful day that you blessed us with and this time that we can gather here to do the town's business. And I thank you for life and health and strength. I pray for wisdom and guidance on our behalf. For the town's behalf and the people in this town. And Father, I pray that you would give us your guidance and direction in what you'd have this town to be, in which direction that we need to go to do your perfect will in regards to this town. And I ask these prayers according to your will, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag
and the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the next item is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression? Seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is response to public expression from July the 10th. Do we have a response for anyone?
I do not.
There was no public expression.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by the majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I'd like to make a change to it.
Okay.
Should be a regular call meeting versus special call.
Okay.
Workshop.
So regular workshop.
Oh, workshop.
Okay. That has been noted, and when I called the meeting to order, I did call it as a workshop meeting. Anything else? Okay, do we have a motion to accept the agenda as amended to reflect that it's a workshop?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the agenda as presented, noting that it is a regular workshop meeting. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, I did just notice that there are no reports after we voted on that. Mr. Williams, do you have anything to report tonight?
The only thing I was going to bring up was the road on Elm Street, outside Bluebell Hall. Mm-hmm. There. We received a phone call today this morning from VDOT. They've got complaints about the road starting to deteriorate more. Mr. Osborne said he went down and looked at it, and it's going to be pretty bad, and they're talking about possibly having to close that road. I've contacted one other one, talked with them. They're out of Kentucky. Their staff right now is in Arkansas working. The other one that VDOT gave me was McCall Contracting, and couldn't get a hold of anybody. So press one for this, two for that. Every time I do each and every one of them, voicemail's full. I hit the operator button, and their voicemail's full, so I'm not able to leave any messages for them. I do have the original quote that we got earlier, and I talked with Kirk Osborne, and in his opinion, this is a very good price, and they use these people all the time. They're actually working in our area right now.
So does the road belong to us?
According to VDOT.
Have we verified that with Richmond?
I have not.
We need to verify it with Richmond.
Because I don't think that's right.
That's not like them getting the road above, or our town road, like it's an established road, you know. Take it over. Yeah. They usually take the whole thing over when they take it.
Yeah, it's theirs. And it's probably, does it not have a number on it?
There is, but their argument also is that the street number, which I don't remember what it is, has a street number with an arrow up toward the road. So they're thinking that sign was placed there to advise people that that route number is further down that road.
I would disagree with that.
That's not true.
Guys, we need to take it to Richmond. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean,
call Richmond.
How many residences does this affect?
I'm not sure how many's past our town limits. There's three homes on the road.
It's more than that.
It's more than that.
So we're at up there.
On our side, we just got three up there.
Yeah.
So we're at up there. Are they saying, where's this at? When we go up that road, how far up in there is it?
If you follow the road toward the county side, where the road splits off in that intersection, their road starts at that one spot.
So there's no problems over there.
So you will contact Richmond and advise us back who they have owns the road.
I would go through your local state senator's office as well as your representative.
Yeah.
Terry Kilgore. From the road on the good road, we talked to the state, and they said it was the town, and they said our stop right there, Marcus Means has.
It's State Road 1124 and 1126 and 1124, and that is orange all the way up to, who did you say?
Marcus Means.
So Karen Addington's house is still on state maintained road. After you leave her house, it actually turns, that's Hill Street. So this is Elm. Let me see whose house that is.
You probably just need to do Annalise street addresses Smith. As opposed to names.
Carl Harvey. I'm sorry. 173 Elm. See, all that is. So if you go on the Wise County GIS, the orange is state.
I agree. Now I've brought that up. And
that's all state, and it's numbered.
Correct.
Just contact our local folks and let us know what they say.
I will.
You have anything else for us?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's state.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Williams?
I do.
Okay, go right ahead.
How many of these roads that you put Boyd's Construction gave us a quote, can you identify the roads that's mentioned here, the ones that are on hills?
You did, you had a list.
Yeah, I don't have that list with me. But I know it's Kaiser, Queen,
I think that
Dickinson,
North Street.
I know North Street and High Avenue is.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask again. Preacher Jeff Rice has asked me twice about paving that road, and it is our road.
That one is.
Mr. Livingston said that he can't pave it because he's afraid.
That's what the bids are for.
Well, I know, but I'm wanting to find out when.
Within our budget, and I mentioned this last time, within our budget, we may be able to do two of the cheapest roads on it. But if we're going to do the roads in which you're mentioned, I need more money from council to do that. So we need to find out which roads council wants to tackle up front.
Ones with the biggest holes?
All right, that's 360-something.
This is VDOT site, the stop GIS.
When you watch on the GIS, it's orange, it's VDOT.
Yeah, this is VDOT.
I hate to keep putting him off. I have not shown him the list, but I said we have talked about paving it, and I
This is gonna be about sad.
I guess the best thing to do is let him come down here to council and.
It won't make it any faster.
What street now you're talking about?
The road from the Grand Avenue Church of God across that goes up the hill and crosses over toward Lacey Fuller's old house. The hill that's facing Church of God across that goes up.
Oh, okay.
About halfway down is nothing but almost to the dirt.
We cut it for water line or something, and when it got fixed back, it never really got fixed back. It first had gravel and it just kept washing down the hill, and then it got patched, and then it's just patched out. It's pretty rough.
Okay, the reason I'm asking then, if you're saying that we need more money allocated in the budget for paving, then I'm willing to.
Well, we didn't use any of the $50,000 that we allocated in last budget cycle.
That is correct. We did no paving. We're still sitting there because we haven't done any paving.
Do you want me to go over this list with you with the dollar amounts?
Well, I have the list right here on my phone.
With the dollar amounts?
Yes, I do.
And how much money does it need?
Well,
if we're gonna pay people to come, you need to do them all.
$11,115 for North Street to High Street.
And I always thought North Street belonged to the highway department.
No.
It don't?
No, that was a little alleyway that belonged to us, and it was dirt when I lived up on the hill there, and finally town council agreed to pave it. And it's.
They had to call Gregory to come get the trash truck out of the.
Really good.
Out of the roads.
Well, now North, it goes all the way across and goes down into Devon Town.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. But I'm just talking about the little piece that goes up the hill by Jeff Rice's house.
So the total amount that he's needing to do all of the roads.
Well, the total amount is right here. $395,185, and that's to do all these roads that he's listed on this list.
We can't vote on it tonight.
Well, I know that. I'm just bringing it to our attention again. And I will continue to bring it to our attention.
I mean, all of those roads need to be paved. I mean, that's fact. And if we don't do something pretty soon, we'll be doing a lot of laying down gravel beds to pour asphalt on top of them, because pretty soon we're going to have dirt roads on some of those.
Well, obviously all of them need to be paved, but are we ready to throw away $300,000+, not wouldn't say throw away, but spend $300,000+, or do we need to go through that list and prioritize and say, okay, we're going to spend $150,000 right now on paving, and these are the priority, these are the top roads that need to be paved. Then next year.
See, I just wondered how you would pick out which ones are the worst.
You go through, you go right around and see.
Because they're all bad.
Well, that's why I asked.
See, and this includes doing the parking lots here, which is $40,000 there. And then King Street, that's long. It's $53,000. Where is King Street?
Up by where Carlos is.
You know where Joe Bright's got the little brick apartment there? It starts up there and goes all the way back around down to where Dean Miller's got that little garage up on the hill there. And down towards where that old bridge, it goes.
Yeah, Sarah Lawson's.
That's
Sarah Lawson's house.
That's Kaiser.
That's Kaiser.
And that one's
so how bad is that one?
Which one's that?
The King Street.
King Street.
King, well, it's got some places here and there.
So, do you want me to run around these streets and take pictures and figure out, or do you want me to go with Jimmy and if he's got time to do it, we'll identify the worst ones?
I would think that they need to be ranked what's worse, what has the most, and bring us back that list so we can more prioritize. Because me just seeing the names of the roads with the amounts doesn't help me any, really, without knowing. And I would trust you or Jimmy or whoever else's judgment on the condition of these roads, if that's something that you all wanted to do. Not sure how much time Jimmy has, and I'm really not sure how much time you have. You may have more time than him. You're obviously going to have more time to get it out and about than I do. So if you're volunteering to do that, I don't have a problem with that.
I can do that.
Okay. You can just let us know which ones are the worst and bring it back to us, and we'll prioritize and hopefully get to pay. Does that sound good?
So let me just wait until we have council meeting next time to go forward with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't vote on anything tonight anyway, so.
Yeah.
I've got several other questions.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
What's the status on staining of the bridges?
The gentleman that was down there did everything else, so we have to put in another request to get the crew off of the mountain again.
It's Tim Knapp. He's the head of the painting crew.
I thought we had already put in a request for this thing.
We did in the beginning, but he told Jeff that we need to ask some other.
I will take care of the Mr. Tim Knapp.
Jimmy has to put in a...
I talked to him the other day.
Y'all do it. Go ahead.
I talked to him the other day. He's supposed to get back in contact with him to come and do the bridge.
So does Jimmy need to send an official request to the Job Corps?
No,
okay.
I talked to him every
time. Okay.
He's supposed to get back with me. He's going to give him a few days to get back with
me. That was what, Thursday, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one is, I have talked to Mr. Paul Lampkins.
Who?
Paul Lampkins and Terrence Phillips at the Job Corps.
Okay.
Lampkins is over the carpentry, and Terrence Phillips is over all the crap. I have a meeting with him here Wednesday sometime to look at this deck. They're very interested in doing it. All we got to do is provide materials. So, what does anybody think about that?
Get us a plan and get us a price for materials.
Well, I'm waiting on a plan from Chris Mullins, and he said he would be here tonight. Again, not. Now, my next question is going to be, do I need to get Mr. Paul Lampkins? Maybe he can do a plan for us.
I mean, I think if he's willing to do it, we don't necessarily need our engineer group to do it.
I tell you, the engineer is not really architects. That type.
And he mentioned that too when we asked him to begin with.
So Wednesday.
I think Wednesday, if he wants to come up with the plan or design himself, or you can let us know. Joe, when you look, it probably needs to not just be this front part, but this side is pretty rough too.
And I have a question for you, Mayor.
Yes.
Atticus Bagley.
Uh-huh.
Town of Coburn sponsorship.
We need to, I need to contact Miss Ring out
She's
there.
She's out on maternity leave.
Okay. So I'll call out there and see who else I may need to contact.
I think it would be a worthwhile gesture for us, as much work as they're doing for us or have done for us.
Okay. I'll contact them tomorrow. Okay.
That's all I have right now for Jimmy.
Okay. Have we ordered a fountain?
Yes.
Do we know when it's supposed to be in?
I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks. According to the time frame they gave me originally.
So before the Guest River Rally, it should be in. Okay. And are our folks going to put that in, or do these people send people to install it themselves?
No, they'll just deliver it to us, and then at that point, we're going to see what it entails. We already got the plumb and everything in existence already, so.
And we have the pump to pump it, yeah, everything. The
pump comes with it.
Okay.
And also three different lights. Three lights also that we're projecting from the water.
Okay. Invoice cloud, what's the status?
As of Friday, I talked with Joe Garrison, and he still needs access to our server here. Our computer guy was on vacation and should be back this weekend, this past weekend, and I called him today. So once I get him, he has come down while everything's closed, so he has to shut everything down to reset the server and the password.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to do it in the evenings or on Saturday, so I won't interrupt anybody.
Okay, what's the status of CPR and AED training?
I'm not called for it yet.
Do we need to get somebody else to call, or can we expect to have a date?
I'll call.
Any other questions for Mr. Williams? Do we have it submitted to close Front Street for the block party next Monday?
Yes.
Okay. What time did you put on it?
I think you told me 9 to 7 or something like that.
5 to 9 is the event, so are we good to...
Early.
So like at 4, they can go ahead and start bringing in the inflatables, okay.
Yeah. I think I put down earlier than that. As long as we're within that window, it's all we need.
Okay. Any other questions? Anyone have anything else for us?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Mr. Sturgill, do you have anything for us?
Are we going to
closed
session?
Yes.
Mine will be closed session.
Okay. Under legal or?
Yes.
Okay.
A8.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Gardner, do you have anything to report to us from the police department?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Livingston?
Well, I've got a few things I need to go.
Sure, come on up.
We repaired a leak on Center Street. We just had a sewer line on Meadow Street. Went to the water plant and made a hookup for the new tank up there. And we moved the stump from the mini part, but it was a telephone pole what it was. We went and jetted the sewer line on Beach Street at Eula Holbrook's right there, that's laying down the creek. But we got a serious problem right there. So I'll give it to you more. I'll let you know what's going on about that. And we did 190 work orders. So I've got them.
Okay, do we have any questions for Mr. Livingston?
There is a leak presently on High Street above the Methodist Church parsonage in the middle of the road. Just started.
Okay.
You know if there's a work order for it?
We just rode over it. We don't know.
I thought somebody may have called you.
No, yeah. we just drove over it.
Okay.
All right, I'll get one tomorrow for it.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Livingston. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right. There's no new business, no old business. We do have reason to go into closed session. So I moved in or into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of town of Coburn personnel and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. Is there a second? Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.